You're listening to The World Cafe. I'm Talia Schlanger. A little while ago, David Crosby came in to perform on the show, and I gotta tell you, right in the middle of the song Woodstock, I heard a line that totally made my hair stand on end. It was this.
Well, then can I walk beside you? I have come here to lose the smog, and I seem to be a cog in something turning.
You hear that? The whole room looked around and said, who in the world is that? Turns out it's Becca Stevens. And not only is she part of David Crosby's backing band, they write songs together too. Becca helped co-write some of his latest record, and in return, he co-wrote a song for her new album called Regina, which is just out today. Becca will talk about what it was like to work with the Cros, that time her music put him to sleep, and she'll even play you the song they wrote together coming up. Becca's worked with other contemporary greats, too, like pianist Brad Meldow, jazz wonder Esperanza Spalding, and big band ensemble Snarky Puppy. But man, wait till you hear what she sounds like on her own. Here's Becca Stevens with a live performance of the title track off Regina.
Carved a heart in a dogwood tree. Found the song in everything. Nothing to lose and nothing to gain. Barefoot dancing in the pouring rain. Oh no, no, no. Regina, won't you come back home? Mama shine. Found beauty in the night through a child's eyes. Lit up life like a firefly. Never knowing that that fire could die. Oh no, no, no. Regina, won't you come back home? She can't get it back.
But it's the wonder who finds a soul that only knows she had a long
That is Becca Stevens live here at the World Cafe with the title track off your brand new record, Regina.
That's right.
Inspired by all sorts of queens. And I understand the idea for this sort of concept album started with Queen Elizabeth.
That's right. I was looking for a theme for a new body of music, and I had this late night Wikipedia YouTube obsession with Queen Elizabeth, and I was researching all about her life and her lineage, and I just was so inspired. And I thought at first that the whole album would be pulling inspiration from her story, and then that broadened to all kinds of queens throughout history, and then from there it became, you know, it was at that point it was beyond me. It became like an alter ego or a muse.
Yeah, that you inhabited. First of all, this is not the sort of inspiration reference that's usually cited by young songwriters. So I like it. How did you start to inhabit? Like, how did you start to crack into Queen Elizabeth's psyche and go down this rabbit hole for lyric writing?
The first approach that I took was, so as I was reading about her life, I found out about this letter that Robert Dudley, who many say was, you know, the love of her life, but they never married. There was a letter that he wrote to her that was found on her bedside table when she passed away. They found this letter, like, with her most personal things. And this letter, I read it over and over and over again and found, you know, these little ways that I felt like he was sort of holding back what he was really trying to say, but you could see little windows into how he really felt about her and the fact that she treasured that letter. And so the first song that, actually not the first song that I wrote for the record, maybe it was the second song, was about that letter and from sort of like a duet between them from her perspective.
Which song is that on the record?
It's called We Knew Love. And Yeah,
wonderful. You also borrow lyrics from Shakespeare, too, in Queen Mab on
That's
the record,
right.
Regina, even words and phrases from Freddie Mercury. What do you get from borrowing from this sort of lyrical well as opposed to writing lyrics off the top of your head?
In short, tons of inspiration. Queen Mab was the first song that I wrote for this record. It just poured out of me, and I have Shakespeare to thank for that, because I think in my songwriting I get most hung up in lyrics, and so when I'm using someone else's lyric that is already perfect, then I can just totally flow and just, like, you know, the music just pours through. So
if you're just tuning in, Becca Stevens live at the World Cafe. Tell me about the song Lean On.
So Lean On is sort of a love song written with taking on the characteristics of Regina and telling the other person who may be going through a tough time, or maybe you're going through a tough time, and telling them, I got this, and you can lean on our love.
Beautiful. Let's hear it. This is Becca Stevens live at the World Cafe.
Two. Your prayer to the heavens hears no answer, and your head sick and writhing like a broken dancer. Grab a hold, love, I can hold us. Don't stay long. To
to season from tread water. Grab a hold, love. I can hold us till the rope drops. Hold on tight, love. If you trip, lean on. Little love, you can lean on. If you trip and lean on. If you trip, lean on. Little love you can lean on. If you trip and lean on, I'm a lover you can lean on. Are you scared for tomorrow? Can we make it? Here's a ring for your finger. If you'll take it, grab a hold, love. I can hold us through the undertow. Don't let go, love. If you trip, lean on. Little love, you can lean on. If you trip and lean on, I'm a lover you can lean on. If you trip, lean on, little love you can lean on. If you trip and lean on, I'm a lover you can lean on. If you trip, lean on, little love you can lean on. If you trip and lean on, I'm a lover you can lean on.
Kind of like crunchy harmonies and chords that make you like tilt your head and say, whoa, are people's bodies really making this noise? That's so cool. That's Becca Stevens live at the World Cafe off her new record, Regina. There's so much going on there musically. Obviously, we hear the jazz influence and there's, you know, on the record, we hear R&B, we hear world music, we hear Appalachian folk, this just sort of no holds barred approach to music. What was your first introduction to music? I understand you grew up in kind of a music house.
It happened precisely in the first second of my life, because the moment I was born, my dad was playing Irish fiddle in the delivery room.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
really
so cool.
He played a song called "The Kid on the Mountain."
Wow.
And so that was the first thing I heard.
Oh wow!
That and probably the sound of me crying, although I don't think I was crying, because you know. Was a C-section, so I was probably like still sleeping.
I cannot imagine, like, for doctors doing a C-section in that delivery room. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, they're doing their thing with their scrubs, and your dad's like playing this beautiful Celtic song mm-hmm. on the fiddle. That's a nice way to come into the world.
I think so.
Yeah, and you made your first appearance on stage when you were 2 years old, I heard.
Yeah, it would have been around that time.
What were you doing?
So, my dad put together like a sort of like Appalachian children's band. Like, we would go and travel around to schools and, you know, children's like auditoriums and festivals around North Carolina and on the East Coast, and we even flew around the country a little bit and performed his musicals. He wrote musicals for us to, and operas and stuff like that. It was like a very diverse musical upbringing.
What are you going to play for us next?
I'm going to play a song called Both Still Here.
Loving you is my favorite part. You are the music that wakes me and lulls me to sleep when I'm weary. Sing to the sound of my heart that beats for you while we're both still here. Dream.
gorgeous. That is Becca Stevens with Both Still Here off her new record, Regina. That's so beautiful. Becca, the first time that you were here, the last time that you were here, was part of David Crosby's touring band, and you sang this solo line in the song Woodstock, and the entire control room just went, and all the air went out of the room. That was really something. It was a very special and very memorable moment. You do that all the time with David Crosby, I guess. And I wonder what it's like hustling around with that guy.
It's the best.
Yeah. What have you learned from him about fronting a band?
Oh, man. We had weeks of rehearsals, and so obviously I knew his, you know, his, the power of his artistry and his musicianship from that experience, but it just didn't even hold a candle to the moment that we first got on stage in front of an audience, and that man grew times 1,000. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, he was already amazing in rehearsal, but in front of an audience, he just, like, he turns on like a light, and he fills a room, any size room you give him, he can fill it to every corner with just so much light and joy, and people are just hanging on his every word. And so, you know, standing next to him every night and hearing his stories and watching him fill up the room with all that light, I think would have been the most beautiful thing to experience.
Yeah. Has he heard Regina yet?
He has, yeah. We unveiled some early mixes in the studio with him, and he had some nice things to say.
Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you care to share?
Oh, it was just he enjoyed the first few songs and fell asleep for a while on the couch, and then on the last song he woke up because there was like some kind of like distorted synth that Liam was playing, and he woke up and he was like, I hate this. And then, so I turned it down in the mix.
Did he wake up in time to hear the song that he co-wrote with you?
It was that one.
It was that one?
So he had every right to have strong feelings about it.
Oh, there you go. He woke up just in time.
I mean, yeah, it's still, I liked it. So I still left it like pretty loud in the mix, but at the moment it was like, rah! And it disturbed him from his slumber.
The song's called The Muse, right? That you wrote together. How do you approach writing a song with somebody that you respect that much?
Well, that happened pretty early on in our friendship, in our collaboration, because I met him on the Snarky Puppy Family Dinner Volume 2. We got along really well and, you know, exchanged email addresses and said, oh, we should write something together. And then he actually followed up on that, and he wrote, you know, I've got all these lyrics that need music. And I said, well, perfect. That's my favorite thing to do. And so he sent me like 3 or 4 different poems, and the poem called By the Light of Common Day, that's what he calls it, was the one that I picked because I not only loved it, but it spoke to this theme, the Regina theme, because I feel like it's sort of an homage to the muse, which is the queen of our art.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want to hear that song in a second, but first I also want to know, like, when David Crosby follows up on meeting you at a party and says, no, I actually do want to collaborate with you, here are some lyrics, does that make your head explode? Or is it just normal? Like, is this a normal thing in your life?
No, it is not a normal thing in my life. And I wouldn't say it made my head explode. It was more just like a feeling of excitement and great comfort. But I already got along with him really well at that point, so I was just excited, you know? Yeah. And we joke about the fact that I didn't really grow up with Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I obviously, like, know the hits just by osmosis, but he'll be like, do you even know who I am? It wasn't until like a few months after I wrote that song that I went to my first CSN show, and I was like, oh, they wrote that song and that song and that song. And I'm still every day realizing the size of his magnificence.
As I'm sure he is yours.
Yeah, definitely.
Are you laughing because you said the size of his magnificence?
Yeah.
Pretty just, sure. Yep. Just a casual...
we're leaving this whole thing in. I mean, just live at the World Cafe, the size of David Crosby's magnificence. Yeah. There you go.
And, yeah.
All right, let's hear that song you co-wrote with David Crosby. Let's hear The Muse.
Okay.
This is Becca Stevens live at the World Cafe.
By the light of common day, things look different than they did in the starlit dark. The dark was warm and
song through your door.
each day. And open up your head somehow.
Thank you so much. That was so beautiful.
Thank you so much, Talia.
Becca Stevens with The Muse off her new record, Regina. Really appreciate having you and your tremendous band here at the World Cafe.
Thanks for having us. It was a pleasure.
Lots more coming your way on the World Cafe.